Hello? What's inside? Are you okay?
Oh, boy.
Welcome to the Astrologers! Ooh, what? Ooh! Hi guys, welcome back for another week at the Astrologers.
Hi guys. Do you guys know what month it is?
It's my fucking Pride Month.
It's Pride Month, baby, it's Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month to all you cock and whoop suckers.
Hello.
Fuck, it's a Sunday.
It's a day of rest, but not for me.
So as you guys know by now, we always record on Sundays. So in memory of our cock destroyers, we got a nice Sunday, self-care Sunday clip for you.
It's Sunday, a day of rest, but not for me.
That's right, baby.
Iconic.
That's why we record on Sundays, because it's a day of rest, but not for me.
Not for us.
As she's getting banged out in a nun outfit. Hello?
I'm not bad at it.
Oh, man. Her titties was out the window. I was like,
hello.
But you know, happy Pride Month, everybody. Welcome.
Happy Pride.
Welcome back for another week at the Astrologers.
Another year.
Hello.
We went viral yet again this week.
I know.
This whole week.
Yo,
first of all, stop.
It's the meme destroyer for me.
Give it up for Steph.
Literally, Steph.
Meme destroyer.
She makes all the memes, and I think every single one she posted this week was just boom, boom, boom. I was like,
fire.
It was non-stop.
My phone was blowing up. I had to leave this shit on the charger.
But listen, the universe provided us with some funny ass shit to make memes of. They literally did.
It was a perfect week.
Drake with Adonis. Hello.
J-Lo and Ben Affleck, Mercury Retrograde. Hello.
Wait, then you saw J-Lo and live with Diddy.
Yeah, and like, then she was having lunch with Mark. I'm like, what the fuck? But
she
yeah,
taking this retro range. These limits out here.
Those memes literally put us. We were almost at 2K, and now we surpassed 3K followers. Right, so, you know, if y'all been here from the beginning, we love you. We appreciate you. If you new, welcome.
We love y'all.
We welcome you. We love you. We also are.
Was that orgasm or cry?
That was suspicious. That was weird. So, you know, we officially hit 32 countries. Guess who finally showed up?
Cool.
Putin! No, I'm kidding. Russia.
Hey.
Hey, Russia.
What's up?
Get the vodka.
Vodka.
We should take a shot of vodka. A vodka.
Yeah, let me got a little baby doggy toy vodka. It's Popito. Vodka?
Totos
instead of Tito's. My baby getting drunk tonight. So, you know, we hope you guys enjoyed last week's episode, because I know we had a fucking hysterical time.
What a trip. That shit was funny.
Tequirisi. I don't think I've ever heard someone say culero time so many times in like 3 hours. I was
poor
like,
boy
stop.
Was half blind the whole episode.
Oh my God, I know he rolled up. I was like, where's your eye? And he like pulled the pollen out. I was like, that's weird. Don't drive with your windows down. That was suspicious.
That was hysterical.
Like the next 2 days his eye was swollen. I'm like, fuck around. Coming to the witch den. He's like, I think it's the sage. I said, that means you're the demon.
He's like, yo, the incense is hurting my eye. We're like, yeah, you're the demon of this motherfucker.
I'm like, I know you're fucking lying. That's Palo Santo, bitch. If I burn sage and you were irritated, you's a demon.
Mm-hmm. You the problem.
Yeah. You the problem. But you know, we want to get into some mini astrologic.
Girls with sage are toxic.
That's right. Oh, we got a story for y'all. Should we talk about our astro events or talk about Nikita's...
Let's do astro events. Then we'll get into the juicy stuff.
Let's discuss the important part first.
Okay. All right, picture it, Sicily. No, I'm kidding. So on the 10th, we are having the new moon solar eclipse in Gemini. It's eclipse season. So as you know, with eclipse season, we recently just had a lunar one. Now eclipse, they have a lot of action with the nodes. Now your north and south node are your karmic journey. So think about this as this energy is a leap forward for the better or worse. Gemini and Sagittarius, sun, moon, and rising, you will be feeling this energy very highly. Late spring, early summer, expect some major changes, good or bad. Yikes. This eclipse is inviting us to welcome the future. It'll open a new chapter of our life and encourage us to embrace new paths and new learning opportunities. Like I said in the Gemini episode, some people don't really like manifesting just because the energy can be extremely erratic in eclipse season. So maybe keep it on a smaller scale, more of a personal. Like, it's a new moon, so start something new, but I wouldn't necessarily like set motherfucking massive intentions because it can just go left or right. This energy, like we said, is very volatile and it can go good or bad. Mm-hmm. Some people will feel this closely, some people won't feel it at all, but we're gonna have a round two in November, December, baby. Ooh. Also, on the 10th, the Sun in Gemini is conjunct Mercury in Gemini. Mercury. This is actually going to help us during our retrograde because it's going to give us a little extra focus in communication, and it's an opportune time to take a negative and turn it into a positive. Now, on the 11th, Mars leaves Cancer and enters. I know I'm rolling my R's. And it's Leo. Ooh. On my birthday, I'm got my Mars and my sign. I'm fucking everybody. What? Oh, boy. Now, it's going to be living here for the next 6 weeks. This is a very fiery energy. Expect sparks of passion, drama, and confidence. If nothing else, it's going to be extremely entertaining. You know, Mars is how you fucking, how you fight. And Leo is ruled by the heart. So some of us may feel confident, proud, and strong. Our goals are important. Make sure to not be too cocky or, like, believe that, like, your shit don't stink when you smell like doo-doos. Leo energy isn't really loud and aggressive in Mars, but it does have a certain domineering energy. So, you know, feel your shit. Like I said, Leo is ruled by the heart, so you also might find yourself acting passionately and driven from matters of your heart. Basically, during this time for the next 6 weeks, learn how to breathe and walk away if you feel your inner roar about to come out. Don't be snappy. Be sassy. I'm happy it's coming out of Cancer because we was all like, I don't know how to be. I'm going to be passive aggressive. Now I'm like, take me to the chopper. So that concludes this week's astrological events. You know, we thrive in it's Mercury and Gatorade. Oh, before we get into our slut butts.
All right, y'all. So I've been holding a secret from everybody.
Got a secret? Can you keep it? Well, apparently not. How long have you been holding this in?
12 days.
No. Remember the number 12. Played on the lottery.
I've been holding it for how long, actually? It's been a few months I've been holding the secret.
Yeah.
When did we speak about him last?
It's been very brief, very vague.
Maybe like
yeah.
a month ago?
So, do we remember the Taurus that I was talking to?
The one that you manifested.
The demon Taurus that I manifested? So the secret is that we actually were in a relationship for 12 days.
For how many days?
What was that? Speak up. I can't hear you.
12 days.
How Wait, many? Kim K. Who? 72 days. Nikita came in 12.
Honestly, we're going to just pretend this never happened. Because 12 days, that's crazy.
That's like a sixth grade relationship.
I mean, it actually kind of was a sixth grade relationship. The drama, the conflama, the uselessness, the fucking immaturity.
Nikita had a boyfriend for 12 days.
Ugh. Anyways.
It's going to be real hard to adjust back to single life now.
Honestly, it's just funny because, like, you know when you see, like, people who have red flags and then you, like, ignore it and you're like, let's see how red the flag can get. Like,
I know that.
That's how it took it. Like, it just got so red to the point where it was just like, what? Like, what just happened?
Like, I really like this color.
Yeah, like, I really like
red's
color
my red. Favorite color. She started dressing in all red. We were confused. We said, oh, fuck, all right, Cruella de Vil.
So, yeah, we were together for, like, 12 days. Everything was going dandy-shandy. We celebrated my birthday together. It was really cute. Mm-hmm. And then he just, I don't know whether or not because we were in a relationship or... what, like, the more we hung out, obviously, the more comfortable he got. But then it just came to the point where I was just like, I just saw such a side to him that, like, was... I don't even know how to describe it. Yeah. Like, it was just very... I don't know. It was... I don't even want to base it on astrology. Just, like, throw the whole man away.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was just, like, really fucked up. Like,
throw him out.
It's the trauma for me.
If this is what dating a Taurus man is like, I'm so sorry. But, like, to all the people who dated Taurus men, this is, like, crazy.
I told you, baby.
This is crazy.
I told you, baby.
12 days?
That's hot.
12 days?
Like, Ruby Roo, give me a Scooby snack. It's a sign. The moon.
Same.
But, you know, Nikita had a boyfriend for 12 days.
Love that. And then it was funny because just the other day he, like, put something on his story talking about, oh, like, if I... So immediately after we broke up, It was, like, right before I went on my trip to St. Martin, which was, like, kind of fucked. Because it was, like, you kind of wanted to fuck my trip up, but you didn't. Because I had a grand time without
you. Oh, I'm sure you did. Mm-hmm. Wink, wink.
So, you know, whatever. That came at the best time, honestly. Yeah, like, I got a nice getaway. I finally got away. Like, you did it for the best.
Let me get me some Caribbean cock. Ooh! So,
bonjour. Boozy papa. Like, right after, I was noticing he was, like, liking people's pictures and, like, commenting on pictures and stuff. And I was like, okay, like, that didn't take you long. Like, tell me you're a Gemini Venus without telling me you're a Gemini Venus. Like, you can't, you know. So,
we don't claim him. No, we don't
claim him. It's the idiocy for me.
I don't want to claim him. Like, that was fucking crazy. And then the other day, he put up something on his story talking about, oh, he starts laughing. And he's like, if I ever holler at you and you don't fuck with me, like, refer me to... You fuck with me. He's like, refer me to a friend so I can fuck with them. Like,
why? So they could disappoint them, too?
How would I ever refer you? Like...
Would not ride again.
I'll refer you to the fucking mental asylum, you psycho. Yeah. That was fucking nuts. So, yeah, that was the secret I held from everybody. We were going to do, like, a cute little announcement about it, but it landed
to That's why we didn't. We said wait off on saying you have a boyfriend at least a month. Yeah. Because you want to always wait.
We were going to announce it when it first happened, but then I was like, let me give it a month. I don't know. Something was like, you know, just hold off. Something's going to happen. And
let's wait.
12 days later. So, yeah. Congratulations. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Screets.
The Screets call my name.
And now you can pick up. Ring,
ring. Hot Girl Summer. Mm,
it is, bitch. Hello, we all shingle. Mm. That's it. We got some schloop boots, I think. Now, I got one. It's not a slut butt, but our lovely Lee Ho got invited to a sex party. Now, he was explaining this whole new world. I had known that there was, like, a sex club in the city. I had never been. My cousins actually stumbled into it one night, and someone got they paid to get someone's balls flogged or some shit. I don't know. It's like a real sex club, and they have different nights. So this one, they used to have them monthly before COVID. This is the first one since COVID. It was last Thursday. An old hookup kind of reached out, gave it to them. Now, the sex party was called a communion.
I'm fucking
done. C-U-M. Union. And it was party time, baby. And they wanted them to wear leather black. It was in the city sex dungeon. They fucking have glory holes, private rooms, like all this crazy shit, open orgy areas, sex swings, like you name it.
I need the addresses.
Right? I know. Now, this place will do the parties for, like, no matter what your sexual orientation was. This just happened to be strictly dickly. For the gays, darling, for the gays. They were going to have a hen session and... So, unfortunately, the party ended too early, so our Lee Ho couldn't go. They also had a porn star there doing live demos. Oh. Topping and bottom big, huge cocks. Oof. So, yeah.
Damn, I'm sad he missed out.
I know. I'm like, can you go? He's like, next one. I said, baby, wear a GoPro.
Have you guys ever been to a sex party?
No. Have you?
I've been to a BDSM party.
Wait, what?
Excuse me.
In Brooklyn.
Turn the mic on, Steph. I think we got a slut butt coming here.
Do you have a slut butt?
Well, no, not really. Like,
she just whipped and flogged people?
No, I got whipped up. So basically, they had like several different stations. A lot of people were single by themselves. A lot of people were in couples. And they had one station where they had like tall like board where they chain you.
Oh, yeah.
Like they spread, yeah, they chain you up like an X. So I was like, I want to try that.
They spread you.
Yeah, they spread me.
What were you wearing?
Spread her like Corona.
My cheeks were out.
Spread like Corona.
I was like, oh, this is a BDSM party. Let me like dress up. So my cheeks were out. Mind you, this was a week before I went, I was supposed to go on vacation.
With family and friends.
With family. I got flogged so fucking hard. My ass was like black and blue for like 3 weeks.
How'd you explain that on vacay?
I was like, oh, I fell roller skating.
They're like, you don't own skates. Wait, so they tied you up? Who whipped you?
One of the, like, the dungeon guys. Like, his face was, like, covered up with, like, a mask. And they had, like, this long-ass flogger. And he was just, like, going at it. And were you like, ooh. Oh, I loved it. I was in pain, but I loved it.
She left waddling. Her ass was bleeding. She's like,
I went with my Sagittarius friend.
Oh, of course. I'm dead. We got to go to one of these.
Her boyfriend was away on vacation that week. So she was like, oh, we need to like go out. We need a girls' night.
Girls' night? You get a ball. You got to get a fucking appetizer and glasses of wine. These bitches went to a BDSM party. Steph got her ass cheeks clapping. You know what? I'm not mad at it.
So I got a slut butt this week.
Ooh, give it to me, give it to me.
So we remember this Aries who fucked while playing, what is it, Donkey Kong?
Yeah, Donkey Kong Country or
Donkey
some shit.
Kong Country? Seems like this motherfucker got a pattern out here. Oh, he was no. fucking a Gemini.
Ooh. Ooh. What happened? It's probably going to get weird. An Aries and a Gemini, I don't even fucking want to know. I don't want to know.
So, this Gemini was playing The Sims.
I'll love that for her.
Love that. I love The Sims. What is it? Zim, 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 zim. I can't speak Zimlish.
They down in The Sims.
Yo! She's talking about My Sims 4. It's modded out. Oh, my God. I made a Coke Destroyer.
Yeah, Angel made a fucking Coke Destroyer Sim.
I have the porn hysterical. Mod. Maybe I should post it. I don't know if y'all want me to post it.
So, anyways, this Gemini was playing The Sims, and... the Aries came from, so like, I don't know, the way she was leaning, I guess, was like a little bit forward, and mm-hmm. the Aries just came from the back and started fucking.
What? Oh my God. Yo, I mean, that's a dream, because I love that game. Like, that's a dream for me.
And he was like, yeah, fill that house. Bam, bam, bam. Yo, this Aries got a pattern with himself.
Yo, I gotta give it to that Gemini.
I think he got a video game.
But I gotta give it to that Gemini, though, because when I be getting my Sims, I'm like, don't touch me. And like, this bitch was like, okay, clap, clap, clap. I would have growled at the motherfucker.
That's kind of hot, though. I think I would want to do something like that. Imagine.
I mean, I got the Sims on my computer.
I want to play Animal Crossing while getting done from the back.
Ooh, that's a vibe, too. I'll put it on.
I'll go fishing.
Damn, I haven't been on my island.
I'm gonna chop some trees.
My island probably disappeared.
My island got weeds. Yeah.
I got a bonus little mini slut butt. It's everybody's worst nightmare when doing anal sex. Ooh. Pisces and a Tarsus. Ooh. Anal. Shitted on him. Man, I just shitted on him. So, you know, they were doing a little anal. I guess her belly, she had a little white castle or something the night before and just... Oh, yeah, it was messy. So, that's really the slut butt, but, yeah. I always wondered if it does happen. Because I'm like, when you go up poopy lane, it's a possibility. But I'm like, oh, it never happens, it never happens, it never happens. And
no,
some people are like,
happens.
No, like, you're going in the poop chute. Sometimes a little poop shoots. And a poop shot. And they both threw up.
That's why I could...
I feel like, you know that Family Guy episode where everybody's throwing up all over the place because they drank the Epicac? If that ever happened, I feel like that they would throw up on me, then I would throw up on the floor, then it would just be... there'd just be puddles of vomit.
And shit, like everywhere.
Shitted on them.
If I knew I ate White Castle, I don't want anything touching my ass. Like,
seriously.
I got burgers upstairs, y'all want?
No, there was a time that I had chicken and rice once when I was with a person I was sleeping with. And I had a lot of red sauce that day.
Ooh.
And that red sauce hit different. Please, God, please. Like, fucking don't brumble. Didn't brumble, nothing. And then I went home. I was like, I gotta go, bye. Like,
and then she's driving home.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, God.
She's clenching her ass, sweating. Listen, everybody's got an ass. It happens. When then I don't have to go right now.
So enough of those slut butts. We're gonna go on to Pluto.
12 days.
Pluto.
Pluto.
Now, once again, this is another generational planet.
And in astrology, they still consider Pluto a planet, even though they try to make it not a planet because it's a dwarf, whatever. But we're talking about it. It's in your chart.
Pluto is actually the slowest moving planet. It spends anywhere from 13 to 32 years in one sign.
I know, you fucking lying.
Wow, that's longer than my last relationship.
Bitch, that's longer than any of ours. But especially 12 days.
12 days.
So the effect isn't on a personal level, aside for the house that lives in your chart. Then obviously that is more of a personal placement and can show where the energy lies. But Pluto does fall on the generational scale. So let's talk a bit about Pluto before we dive in. Now, majority of those in your age group will share the same Pluto sign.
What's up, babe?
Unless it was in retrograde, which does happen quite a bit. Now, Pluto represents all things hidden below the surface. Go fucking figure, as this rules Scorpio.
Of course.
It's the mystery for me. It's fucking hell.
Let's dive deep.
Pluto is the great revealer, but often coming with a dark night before birth.
Oh, Scorpio vibes.
It brings purge and releasing buried power to expose core truths.
Mm.
Think of it like creative destruction.
Okay.
It's the ruler of life and death. The deep shit.
Oh, God.
It's all... It's also the planet of near-death experiences.
What? Yeah, we get weird out here.
Main keyword, transformation.
Dracula.
It's how we see new horizons and how we can look at our spiritual healing and service others from a fantasy standpoint. Mm. It's the hopes, dreams, beliefs, and illusions for me.
For me.
Also, it rules sexuality.
Oh.
Pluto gives an unconscious urge to reform repressed ego desire energies. Also, with Pluto, if you hide from your shadow side, Pluto's energies will shake that ass up.
Oh. Watch yourself.
No, I'm just going to shake that ass.
I mean, this is going to shake.
She's like, shake that ass.
Up.
We're going to shake that ass. What's that song?
Shake your ass. Yep. Watch yourself.
Watch yourself. I came in with my dick in my hand. Then maybe put my foot in your ass. You didn't know that's the next line? I never forget. I was playing it with my niece and I was like, oh! Black dad. My niece is like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, go off, little Leo.
And it's not in the way we want our cheeks shaken up.
Damn it, my leg.
I was like, gonna shake my ass, and then she's like, not in the way you want. I'm like, putting my pants back on, putting one leg at a time.
Sorry to disappoint you. But that's enough about the planet. Let's get into some of these signs and see what Pluto is serving all of us. Now, this planet goes retrograde quite a bit and bounces back and forth. So go online, check that birth chart, and see if you're a Pluto retrograde baby.
But for now, let's get started in the signs in Pluto.
Pluto.
All right, so first we got Pluto in Virgo. Now, Pluto in Virgo can tend to dive deep into any hidden matters in an analytical and critical manner. They seek self-mastery through work and service in true, typical Virgo fashion. Uh-huh. They can be very versatile and also can be over-obsessed with information and can lean into being obsessive tendencies, again, in true Virgo fashion. They hold all the receipts, so keep that in mind. In true Virgo fashion, once again, this gang can fall into being critical, naggy, and a bit rigid, but on the plus side, they are committed, clever, and detail-oriented.
Okay, go on.
It's said that these guys throughout life spend time building their creative skills and intuition, but can get too caught up in the details of things.
LOLs.
They tend to want to project this illusion of perfection, no matter the topic. Part of their journey, having Virgo and Pluto, is about having transformation with a critical eye. They don't really take the change well, since they always want to have shit planned out. They can also want to remain behind the scenes at times. Virgo and Pluto needs to learn to relax a bit when it comes to needing desire for control and having things go according to plan. Lighten up, hoes!
Mm-hmm.
Once they let go of this and lighten up, they will discover a whole new world of possibilities. Oh, that too. Stop hiding those feelings, y'all. It's the attention to detail and diving deep that gets shaken up and brings change from these guys.
Now we got Pluto in Libra. I don't know why I said Libra. Libra. Pluto in Libra has a tendency to rock the boat in relationships. Change positions right the middle. And if they have their sun and moon in Libra along with their Pluto in Libra, well, baby, use a cock destroyer by nature. Legit, it's said that these two placements give an energy for an extremely active sex life. But if it's negatively aspected, then you may have some problems. Yikes. So some of y'all aren't cock destroyers, sorry. In true Libra fashion, it's a relationship obsession or the entanglements for me. Now, on the plus side, these guys are artistic, harmonious, and easy to compromise. On the downside, they can be indecisive, over-concerned, and obsessive. They are great problem solvers, and they seek justice like the scales usually do. They often are always on the quest for the truth and always try to study and find a viable solution for things that arise. Pluto in Libra needs to sometimes stop and smell the roses instead of always seeking how to fix injustices. Pluto in Libra needs to sometimes stop and smell the roses instead of always thinking of how to fix an injustice going on. They are social butterflies, so they should lighten up a bit at times for the sake of self. Don't get lost in the constant need of the search for the perfect solution. Yes, digging deep is wonderful, but don't get lost in the sauce now, baby. It's the justice seeking and trying to see both sides that allows this crew to bring change, seeing as Pluto causes a hiccup with this, they will find their way through this and will allow them to learn. Wow.
Oof.
Now moving on to Pluto in Scorpio.
Scorpio, you say? Pluto's in Scorpio. Your Pluto's in Scorpio?
It sure is.
Your Pluto's in Scorpio,
yes,
baby?
Yes, it is.
Scorpio.
perros.
Now, Pluto is at home here since this is its comfort zone. Now, this placement adds intensity and purpose. Mm. If it's aspected in a negative manner, well, shit can stir up with some psych issues when under stress. This gang gives deep into the intense and hidden manners when it comes to sex, the mind, occult studies, and even an interest in death. Can also have an obsession with areas concerning creating and destroying.
It's the millennials for me.
You know we like to destroy.
And we like to fuck.
Let's destroy them.
I know that's right.
Big Mecca.
In true Pluto fashion, the cycle of it all, this gang is known to be knowledgeable, passionate, and dramatic. On the downside, secretive, manipulative, and intense.
That's right.
Pluto and Scorpio can also have an intense need for companionship, may it be romantic or platonic. They love to connect with others. Also, sex is heightened for this gang. It's almost profound for them.
It's almost like a second nature, you know?
It really is.
It's like riding a bicycle.
Lick, wop, slap, bowl.
Cock destroyers.
It's like the womb. Like, cock destroyers.
We're like, let's destroy them. Yeah.
And with our other placements, good lord.
Dick mode was activated. Dick mode.
Dick mode.
Activated.
Wop mode.
Now, on a generational level, this gang, when it comes to Pluto, they have a power backing them up. Mm. But on the downside, if they fall too deep into the darkness, it's hard to bring them back.
That's right.
More so than other Pluto signs. Just lighten up, because this gang can be a little on the sensitive side to feedback if it goes against their grain. And they can tend to hold a bit of a grudge.
A bit. Just a bit.
Just a little.
12 days.
There is a privacy about Pluto and Scorpio. They only show you what they want, and you can't force anything out of them. For them, it's all or nothing.
That's it.
So fucking watch out.
All right, baby.
This gang brings energy by diving deep into the realms of self, the unknown, and the mystery of life. This can get a little dark seeing as it's Pluto, so fucking get weird, y'all. Stay sharp and stay safe. You got this.
This is us. I feel touched. I feel seen. I feel heard. They call us whores.
And sensitive.
They call us sensitive whores.
True. Let's destroy them. 12 days.
Let's destroy them.
Destroy them.
Love it.
And last but not least, we have Pluto and Sagittarius.
Ooh, okay, I see you.
Pluto and Sagittarius are prone to always changing their attitudes towards freedom and tolerance. They can also favor by traveling in true Sagittarius fashion. This generation lives for travel and finds an obsession with foreign culture or even life on other planets. It's Sagittarius that want to live on a fucus for me.
Fuck off.
They change openly in matters related to higher education and philosophy. On the plus side, they are wise, spiritual, and curious. On the downside, they can be rash, impulsive, and scatterbrained. This gang is all about change and seeking what else is out there. They're also super optimistic. They often aren't too caught up with maintaining power or control. They just want the freedom to do what they want and when they want it. Again, in true Sagittarius fashion. Their ability to go with the flow helps them to gain the most from their experiences. One thing to watch out for is if you have this is the generation scatterbrain vibes for me. They dislike dealing with the mundane things of daily life, which can cause them to check out a bit. So focus, ho. Focus. They're always looking for the next journey, and whenever the mood strikes, they just roll with it. I'm not mad at it. It's the Sagittarius vibes for me. Just try to stay focused, y'all. This gang brings change by being the seeker. The wanderer always looking for another way or belief, but Pluto causes a bit of a fuss, so keep going. Keep exploring.
Go off! Now, if you were born during a Pluto retrograde, like we said before, Google the shit. Those having Pluto in retrograde when they are born are independent but terrified that others may control, manipulate, or betray them. Ooh, it's dark. Pluto retrograde in a birth chart indicates oppression during past existences, oppression that can be either political or social. Therefore, they may have been ignored by authorities and their government, even abused, or felt like they've been done an injustice. Usually, those with Pluto retrograde in their chart can't benefit the strongest from the influence of this planet, which is about transformation, Therefore, they struggle to keep everything in control and have stability. Not to mention how bothered they'll be seeing many of their life's issues are beyond their own comprehension. A retrograde Pluto in a birth chart can make people trusting, but not at all stupid or easy to take advantage of. People with this placement should examine themselves and see what makes them too controlling. By acknowledging this, they'll be able to determine what should be done by them and what should be left for others to do. If you're born during a Pluto retrograde, you'll face growth opportunities in the areas of personal power, transformation, and the ability to dive beneath the surface. Now, yes, the sign does matter because the energy will be affected, as well does the house. So if you think you have been born during a Pluto retrograde, like I said before, check Google, baby. See what that birth chart do. Mm-hmm. And that concludes our Pluto episode.
Pluto.
How do y'all feel?
Why they came after my neck?
They came after your wop, not your neck.
They came after my neck, my throat, my bobs, my wop, my butt.
We're whores.
Sensitive whores.
Yeah.
Sensitive who like whores. Weird shit, but I mean, look at that.
It's three
witchy bitches at the table that like the fug, so I don't know.
I was whipped up last week.
What? Oh, yeah, Steph put a leash on you. Oh, how bizarre.
Like, what? By who?
Guys, I'm still really upset about the cock destroyers. That's why I've been throwing them in, because we're trying to manifest them getting back together.
Oh, I really hope they do.
So we're just going to pop this in.
Lick my pussy up and down. Don't make a sound. Stick a finger in my bum. Oh, I fucking come.
Yeah. Pussy up. I mean, I'm not mad at that though. Lick my pussy up and down. No. Don't make a sound.
They literally say what we're all thinking.
Seriously.
They say what people are literally terrified to speak of.
Guys, we're manifesting that they get back together, because one day, if not separately but together, they will be on this pod. I speak it.
Hi guys.
That's why I opened the pod. Hi guys. Because they go, hi guys. How the fuck are you? What part are we getting into now, ladies?
The poles and hoes.
Poles and sauce.
All right. Have you dealt with a Scorpio? One person said, yes. Another person said, just gave one the boot today, piece of shit drama king. Another one said, yes, the worst, beautiful, painful experience. Expect lifelong trauma. Do not recommend. Ooh, I feel you. Have you guys dealt with a Scorpio?
Yes, I have.
Ooh, what was that like?
Well, it was very brief. Satan. I think about it all the time. We actually message each other. He moved to California.
Oh, shit.
So, like, he'll, like, post videos of California, and I'll be like, go to hell. Because, like, he knows I want to move there so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be like...
I'm ready.
He's like,
packed up.
Lives in a van. Like,
lives in a van, bitch. Goes like that.
Go the Scorpio that I fucked with lived in a van.
Yeah, like,
he lives in a van, and the Scorpio that you just said what stuff?
The Scorpio I fucked with lived in a van.
Oh, the toe sucker was your Scorpio.
The toe sucker. Hold on.
She sent the video. He met her an hour later. He was sucking on her fucking feet.
I'm done. I'd be like, wow, fuck yourself. And he's like, I love making you feel like shit. And I'm like, wow. And I put hard eyes. And then...
This sounds toxic.
And then he put something up, and I was like, I'm going to block you from jealousy. And he's like, good, I hope it eats at you, and you can sleep or dream about it. I'm like, I hope you break your leg. He goes, I'm out already. I was like, I hope the next time, because he was in the water, and I'm like, he was surfing, so mm-hmm. I got upset. I was jealous. And then I was like, I hope the next time you're in the water, a shark bites you. He goes, me too. Then he put a video up of him camping in the woods, and I was like, go to hell. He goes, it's just as hot, baby. I'm here already. I was like, wow, hell looks
baby,
nice.
Get on a plane. Get on a plane.
I want to so
get
bad.
Single, go, go.
Like, I was like, hell looks nice. He's like, only when I'm visiting.
Go, baby, go.
I'm on my way. You're the But that's the only Scorpio I really dealt with.
What about you, Steph? You got your toes sucked by one.
I sure did. A few hours after meeting.
And he lived in a van.
Yep.
I'm not mad at that. How was the dick?
It wasn't bad. It was like...
Wait, so you guys were like, if this van's a rockin', don't come a knockin'?
Pretty much.
She would fuck him in a van on like a corner. He lived in a van.
He would park it out in Brooklyn.
And they'd just be like...
I'm not mad at that, though. Like, that's cute.
Did he have it set up nice inside?
It had a bed and like a few cabinets. That's about it. Like, nothing crazy.
It's the ghetto for me. If this van's a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
I know you.
You lost
my
it.
My first boyfriend ever, Peach Beach. He was a Scorpio. That was a little bit of a messy breakup, but it was like puppy love. We were like 14, so it wasn't like major thing. No, I was 15. Yeah, like my first boyfriend was 15. We dated for like a little over a year. And then he popped that cherry or whatever. And it's the two toxic signs taking each other's virginities for me. And then, I mean, I've hooked up with a Scorpio here and there, but nothing like too profound that where I've had like a big experience. Stephanie's actually tearing because she's thinking about that Van Dyck.
And I'm tearing because I'm just thinking about Satan.
Now for our next question we ask, what's something you like about Scorpios? Nothing.
Nothing.
One person said, thoughtful. Another person said, how they naturally rebel. And then it's Horace said, they like to suck on toes like the goddess that I am.
They like to suck on.
I wonder who said it.
I wonder who.
Then we asked, what's something you dislike about Scorpios? One person said, revenge.
They're revengeful. Ooh!
One person said, hot and cold. Mm. And then one person said, not the best at expressing feelings.
True. What's some things you guys don't like about them?
I think it's the same thing. It's kind of like when they want you, even as friends. I've had, like, Scorpio friends. One of them, I was like, you're myself late. Like, she would read me to filth. Like, I'd walk into work and... Like, there was one time I had a really bad breakup, and I went into work. I remember I opened, and I would go in the office, and I'd cry, and then I would come out, work. And she came into her shift one day, and I was completely normal. I was like, hey, Chanel. And she goes, what the hell happened to you? She's like, who broke up? She's like, he broke up with you, didn't he? And I was like, what?
How'd you know?
How'd you fucking know?
Yeah, they be knowing.
But she'll pick up my energy very, very quickly. At least they're intuitive. That's what I like. But another Scorpio friend I had, it was kind of like, you were really close to her, and then all of a sudden, if she didn't feel like it,
oh,
it's like I don't hear from her anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll message her here and there, but it's like we were close at one point, and it's like, what happened to you?
Scorpios do a lot, because like I've been very close with a couple Scorpios, and when they're in your life hot and heavy, hot and heavy. And the second something else comes into their fucking peripheral vision, you're dust, you're tumbleweeds. One of my, I've had a couple, like I said, I had a couple good friends that were Scorpios, and like when we were like great, we were great, but the second something else popped up in their peripheral vision, they're so one track minded because I feel like they get so obsessed, especially when it comes to a relationship or something. Yeah. They gone.
I don't know, y'all. Wait.
That's a Scorpio when they get in a relationship. Search your forward on Chrome is gone, and you're like, where my friend at? Where you at? But you had, like, they forget about you. Yeah. Bye. Bye, Felicia.
Yep.
What about you, Steffi Shoes?
I don't have that many Scorpio friends.
How did it end with the toe sucker?
We just kind of, like, distance ourselves. Yeah,
you were like, I'm tired of van sex.
Yeah, I'm like,
on your twin mattress.
I'm bored.
She was like, yeah.
Something I should say with Tauruses and Scorpios, because we're on the other side of the wheel, we're a sister sign. So it's like, it either goes so well.
It's either heaven or hell.
Or it's like not working at all, you know? Mm-hmm.
As a Gemini, we're the demons of the zodiac. So it's either heaven or hell as well. Like, but I gotta be honest, like, a lot of Scorpios I fucked wasn't all that in a bag of chips.
Oh, really?
Like, it was, it's fun, but it's not like, holy shit, like, my boys were like,
that Scorpio that I, like, was talking to, we never slept together.
Oh.
That was the one thing, like, we never slept together, but just, like, everything leading up to it, I was
it's
like,
probably better that you didn't, because when you did, you probably would have been like, I'm searching for how to, I'm on X-Tube, you porn, trying to come when I got home.
But that's one thing he would tell me, he's like, yeah, he's like, I don't come. I'm like, that's weird. Like, what? The eggplant was beautiful too. I was like, what's going on here?
The
like,
eggplant.
And by that time he was like dealing with like a breakup and stuff. He was like mostly unavailable.
Scorpios
like
are always like burnt or entangling with their ex, or like they usually have long term relationships and they get single and they're like, what do I do? Yeah, and they talk to people, but they're still like, I want my ex. And I'm like, oh my god.
But then he would tell me, he's like, oh, like you're gonna fall in love with me. I was like, no, you're gonna fall in love with me. That's why you're not sleeping with me.
Oh,
like,
god. What were his other placements?
I don't know.
Have to say, the Scorpio that I dated when I was younger, he has not been single since May. Like, I think the longest he was single was maybe like 6 months to a year. Like, he just went girlfriend to girlfriend to girlfriend to girlfriend to girlfriend. Oh, but he's happy. He's healthy. No shade. Yeah. But like, typical Scorpio, just like, girlfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend. Like, they're Scorpios,
they're
they get the rap. They're relationship bugs. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they're
or they're looking. They're looking for one. Because Scorpios love to be nested like a scorpion in a dungeon. So, Steph, you put something on Facebook. What you got?
So, as you know, it's been a fucking crazy chaotic week.
Ooh, gem season.
With the eclipse, Mercury retrograde, Saturn retrograde, and Gemini season. So, we're just going to read off. So, we're just going to read off some of the comments you guys have left us. My roommate's dog is shitting all over the house, eating everything, including my expensive vibrator.
Ooh, that's a crime. That's a crime.
Shitted all on the kitchen counters, destroyed my craft area. I hate everyone.
Oh. What?
What kind of vibrators? The one that you gave me broke this week.
I lost the one that you got me.
Fucking Mercury retrograde broke.
What do you mean it broke?
It won't charge.
You overused it.
How much did you use it, though?
What?
You broke it. You burnt it out.
Yeah, then I tried to order another one, but it's not the same. Like, it doesn't do that part. I'm like, fuck this.
All right, we'll go to the store together.
Just tell me the name. I'll order it.
I can't find the one that she gave me, the little Buzz Buzz. It's lost.
It's not Mercury Gatorade.
It's lost. I can't find the Buzz Buzz. I was like, I gotta use the wand now. God damn it.
Gotta catch y'all new ones.
We all gotta go together. Yeah, let's go. Pussy Mons.
This has been an extremely emotional week, and I am done, but it's just fucking starting.
Yo, for real. I'm on, like, what are we, on day two? And I'm like, God, get me out of here. 12
days.
I'm literally planning an LOA so I can go hide in the woods for the next month. Sorry.
We're just getting started, motherfucker. Gemini season is bringing the change. Get with it.
I'll change in the woods. Away from everybody.
Into a wolf. Wow.
First day of retrograde, and I locked myself out of my house along with my phone. Oh, broke God. A nail breaking into my house. Oh, I'm God. Having so much fun.
I know. I feel I'm you. Planning on getting my nails removed because I already cracked two of them. Like, I'm just going to be safe.
Remember I told you I broke three in half? Yeah, I'm not doing the long
right
anymore.
Here, like, right here.
That's why take them off because mine did that here, here, and here, and no, my nail was
I'm
literally
going
half.
To remove them. I'm done.
Cut them. Cut them. Take them off.
Yep. Part of me feels at peace, but the other part of me feels angry as fuck.
Oh,
I can't deal with it.
For real.
Yeah.
I've never felt something more close to my soul than that statement. Mm. I felt that deep in my soul.
Deep in her pussy.
Me as a Gemini, I am loving the chaos.
I'm thriving. I feel the same way though. Like I'm thriving in the chaos because we're a mutable energy. So tap into that where you're like, okay, shit's weird, but I'm gonna be able to adapt. Like, let go.
Nah, I'm too fixed for this shit. I'm
well,
like,
you know what, bitch? You got mad Gemini in your chart.
You're good this week. I've been pretty good this week.
How
like,
bizarre.
Like, I have
How
like
bizarre.
Moments, like this week, I've had moments where I'm like, I'm doing good, I'm doing all right. And then I get like slapped in the face with some fucking
with a cosmic
like,
cock.
Ah! Like, I'll wake up at like 4 in the morning, like, in
12 days! No, I'm kidding.
Ew! Why? Like, what did the universe teach you?
How bizarre. Don't you don't be an idiot.
Yeah, like, don't.
Don't try to see how red the flag gets. Just leave the red flag alone.
I should have left the red flag alone 4 days ago.
When it was
when
pink.
Called me a red flag. I should have left it.
Yeah, when you see it's a little pink, a little hot, walk away. But you were like, nah, I want to see how red it gets. Then, boop, universe said, here's my cock. Take it up your ass. No lube. Shit it on him.
Shit it on me.
A lot of you have been thriving going by the comments, but then there's a lot of you that are like, I'm exhausted. My body is taking a beating.
Yeah. Mm.
Some insecurities are rising. Other than that, I could probably use a week of sleep right now. Yeah,
that's one thing, too. Like, I was on vacation this
I'm
week.
I'm sleepy.
And I'm like, I've been sleeping, like, a lot.
Like, I slept till 10 today. You know me. I wake up, like, 8:30. Yeah. I have 10. I was like, oh, my God.
Sleeping. I've been, like, in and out of sleep. Like, even yesterday, I had a gig at, like, 4 p.m. I was, like, in my bed till 2. Like,
I know,
like,
you're
eh.
lying.
I was like, oh, I'm in and out of sleep.
I'd be waking up mad early, like 4 a.m. My body's like, hello,
well,
wake up.
I'm like, I'll wake up at 4 a.m. and then I'm like up for an hour and then I go back to sleep and then I'm up at like 2 in the afternoon. I'm like, what just happened?
Blah.
I just had like 2 full REM cycles of sleep. What just happened?
It's wild out there.
It's crazy. It's crazy, y'all.
I love it. Tutta love it.
You're such a fucking hoe. I love it.
Get the tissues ready. Get the Costco size tissues ready. Because we're going into cancer season.
No, no, no. I don't want it to come, please. Gemini season went too quick. We've been thriving.
It really did. Like, this shit sped the fuck by. Yo, May flew by so
June,
fucking
too,
fast.
Bitch, what's
I
the
blinked.
Date?
And
I'm
in June.
I'm still in 2019, ho.
Yo, like, oh my gosh. We are so happy that you guys are tuning in from all over the world. You know, if you want to keep up with us, you can find us all over the interwebs. You can find us on Instagram at @the_astrologers. You can find us on Twitter at @theastrologers. You can find us on TikTok at @theastrologers. You can find us on Facebook at @theastrologers. Or not even at @theastrologers.
We everywhere.
We everywhere.
Follow these pussies.
Mr. Worldwide.
You know, in honor of the cancer episode.
Ariel, listen to me.
Don't go to the human world for the cock.
Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener.
and it's got a fatter cock. Don't trade your tail for them legs, baby. Right here on the ocean floor, such wonderful things around you. What more is your
under the WAP? Poor unfortunate souls in pain, in need. This one longing to be thinner, that one wants to get the girl, and do I help them? Yes, indeed. That's your cock.
Bye guys. Thank you for another week at the cocktail. I mean astrologers.
Bye fuckers.
Be safe. Lick a wop, suck a cock. Poor unfortunate pussy.
I have to do one more because Gemini season's ending.
I don't want it to end. By my birthday too. I was almost a Cancer.
Oh God.
Praise be.
I'm 3 days of four. Oh God. Oh no, no.
I can't picture that.
Because it wasn't meant to be. I am Gemini.
I am Gemini.